Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big night for Harry Styles. He won Album of the Year, much to the chagrin of Beyonce fans. Right, Steve?
That's right. They're not happy. They want a recount.
They do.
Demanding a recount.
Exactly. We've got a mild week ahead. It's going to feel so nice with maybe a high of 40 on Wednesday. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Chief Meteorologist Paul Douglas. His forecast is brought to you by Washburn McCreevy Funeral and Cremation Services since 1857. Okay, Paul. I've seen some other forecasts that say only 39 on Wednesday, but you are going out there and saying a high of 40. And I'm excited about this.
By the way, I'm caller number six. I think I just win tickets to go see?
You're not eligible. Sorry.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Okay. Vanita, we could in fact hit 40 on Wednesday. There's about a 72% probability that the official thermometer, which, by the way, is very close to the runways at MSP International, could hit 40 degrees, which you know, look, I have to say, and I may regret saying this, that the worst winter is behind us, a winter that hasn't been that bad in terms, at least in terms of Arctic cold. Okay, I think we've had, 10 sub-zero nights. Typical winter now, the average, the entire winter is 20 sub-zero nights. That's the norm. And by the way, that number is coming down as our winters continue to warm up. So could we see another sub-zero night in late February? Yeah, I don't see anything sub-zero looking out 2 weeks. Highs mostly in the 30s, that shot at 40 on Wednesday. It cools off a little bit by the third week of February, only 20s for highs, but still well above zero. We're up to 55 inches of snow for the winter. Are we going to see another 55? No, I think maybe another 15 or 20. March, again, we tend to see a fair amount of snow. Later today, we could pick up a quick coating to an inch. Late this afternoon, this evening, early tonight, not a big deal, kind of a burst, and it could be mixed with a little bit of rain, even some light icing for our listeners in central Minnesota. Here in the metro, I think it'll be mostly wet snow, almost a March-like snowfall later on today. So nothing big shaping up. Thursday storm staying to our south and east. A fairly quiet pattern looking out the next few weeks. And you know, if you're sick of winter, I do see some signs of spring showing up on the maps. By the way, we picked up an hour, 15 minutes of daylight since the winter solstice. Can you sense that now?
Totally.
The earlier sunrises?
Oh, yeah? It just feels so good. Yeah, it really does. And then just even that, the milder weather. And when you're talking about this slush today, what is the timing of it again?
Well, rush hour may be a little bit slow. It's going to be above freezing, so I think the freeway's mainly wet. This stuff comes in this afternoon, I think mid-afternoon, late afternoon. Wet snow could be mixed with a little bit of rain in the metro. More ice as you head up towards Little Falls and St. Cloud and the Mille Lacs area. But I think it could be a little bit slow for the rush hour for the drive home later. But it's going to be more like a March-like snow.
Okay.
And I think the roads mainly wet. After dark, you know, after 10 o'clock, we go below freezing, and there may be a little bit of a coating on some roads out there, but not a huge deal. And again, I'm thinking coating to an inch here, 2 or 3 inches North Shore, but not a big deal here in the metro, more in the nuisance category.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
Thanks, Vanita.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.